This is Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM WTAX. Our phone lines are open at 753-1240. That's 753-1240. Now, Ask the Expert on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM WTAX. Come around to my
way of thinking. Good afternoon, I'm Shelley McLaughlin. Glad you're here. All the docs present and accounted for. Dr. Chris, Dr. Shay, Dr. Sean, how are you guys?
Good, hey, Joey. Good, how are you?
Always good to have you and to, well, help people.
Educate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all about education. Yes, and as always, we're going to start off with our mission. And our mission at Reed Family Wellness is to help as many people in our community and the surrounding areas as we can get well and stay well without the use of drugs, medications, and surgeries. So that's the mission we take in our office on a day-to-day basis. We want every listener out there to know that that's what we're about. Not to say there's never a time and a place for those things, but if we can help to minimize them, then we're accomplishing our mission.
Yeah, absolutely. How do we get a hold of you if we want to?
Our office is at 2920 Chatham Road in Springfield, Illinois. We have a website, which is Reed Family Wellness, which is R-E-I-D, familywellness.com. And you can reach us at 217-698-5800.
Amen. And I want to say, take time again to thank Kelly Greeley, the Girl of Known Radio, for giving us the opportunity to educate people. We love to educate, and she's provided the ability to do this, and so we really appreciate that. And we, you know, this is our life force. We are so much into helping people get well, and people just, so many are out there living in a state of fear about every little thing that happens, and they just don't know where to turn, and they tend to turn to drugs because that's conventional medicine, and that's the way they've been brought up, and that's what they're used to. But we've learned a lot of things differently, and we're helping people get educated.
I was just talking to a patient the other day, and we always, you know, for listeners have heard our, you know, heard our show before, we like to use examples that we see on a daily basis because it's things that people can relate to. And I had somebody just talk to me recently, and it's something that I've known, but I just kind of want to bring it up and share it today because it's relevant and it makes sense. But she was saying something to the effect of we were discussing pregnancy and birth and things of that sort, and she was talking about in certain areas of the country, there's really high rates of C-section. And she said, if you're in this area, it can be upwards of 50 to 60% C-section. I'm like, that is crazy.
Right.
And she said something to the effect of, well, if a doctor's raised in that environment and his, you know, superiors taught him that, then that's what he does. And it kind of, you know, kind of hit home the point that made me realize it's like, yeah, you go to a surgeon, you know, we get people all the time. You go to a surgeon, they're going to recommend surgery if you have a problem. Whether it can be helped otherwise, they do surgery, you're getting surgery. You go to a doctor, they prescribe medications. It's no fault of their own. It's what they do. They prescribe medications. They're giving you medications. When you come to us, we don't do either of those. We like the natural approach. We like to teach people how to, you know, reduce stress on the body so that the body can function at a high level. And when you start to do that, good things happen. I've got a quick example of a patient that came in 2 years ago. She just so happens to work for a spinal surgeon here in town. And she was having low back problems, of which she had never seen a chiropractor before. This was her first experience. And she told me that her boss said that there was literally no other hope for her other than low back surgery.
Got to get the surgery.
Got to get the surgery.
Yeah.
Guess what? She's better. I don't see, she's better, and I don't see her anymore because she's not, you know, she didn't grasp onto that wellness aspect. But, you know, within a few months, it changed her whole life. She has no problems at all. I've seen her, you know, around periodically, and I talk to her and say how she's doing, and she's still doing great. And once again, the point that I'm trying to make is that there are other options. Don't let, you know, the first thing somebody tells you be the thing that you run with, because you could, you know, back yourself into a corner that might be hard to get out of.
You know, one thing we're going to talk about controversial issues, because whether people know it or not, a surgeon has to perform so many surgeries per month, just like a cop has to, you know, get so many tickets per month. And when you begin to look at health that way, you're like, wait a second, let's take a step back here. You mean to tell me that you are required by your bosses that you have to do so many surgeries a month, you have to meet your quota? What, where have we lost the whole concept of helping people get well and stay well? But it's become a huge, huge, huge big business, and it's very unfortunate.
Yeah, we've got a lady coming in right now who's like having the hardest time getting a referral from a doctor. Her doctor knows she has a problem and just doesn't want to give her a referral. I don't know. I don't know what the situation is with that, but it's sad because once again, what is our purpose? What are, you know, medical doctors' purposes? What are surgeons' purposes? Our purpose is all the same. It is all to help our patients. Obviously, we have, you know, different ways to go about doing so, but it should always be about the patients, about getting the patient better, about getting the client better.
The good thing is in this day and age, because low back surgeries, as an example, are so relatively unsuccessful. Matter of fact, it's less than 50% success rate, that a lot of surgeons will refrain in this day and age from doing low back surgery if they don't have to, because they know these statistics. But again, they got to pay their bills too. They've got to make money.
Yeah, there's a good friend of mine that is a maxillofacial surgeon, and I got to talking to him one time when we were out to dinner. And he said, back in the day, you know, within, you know, last couple decades, it was, you know, if someone came in with temporomandibular joint dysfunction, which is TMJ, it's like your jaw. If somebody came in with TMJ dysfunction, they were doing surgery. Like, it was like standard protocol.
That was the deal.
That was the deal. We do it. We know it can help, supposedly. And now he's saying that all the research is saying that you're probably better off not getting the surgery, to the point where the practice that he's in, they don't do them.
Really?
There are still places that do them, but they say that the research shows that it's not as effective as they once thought.
And we had one woman who we're treating right now who had TMJ surgery, and she's not real happy about that.
Yeah.
No, she's not happy at all.
Didn't fix it?
No. I didn't lie to her. I said, hey, it would have been better if you had never done this. Neither here nor there. Hindsight's 20/20. But any time you can possibly avoid surgery. Speaking of which, while we're on the topic of patients, gentleman we treated today, he's had two low back surgeries, two neck surgeries, and he's miserable. And it makes me very, very sad for him, because he, what people don't understand, because when you see these commercials on the TV, well, minorly invasive surgery, we can take care of your back pain, outpatient, minor invasive. Well, what people need to know is as soon as you cut into the body, you're going to have scar tissue. And what happens, especially with these low back situations, is that becomes the bigger problem. They may cut you open, remove a piece of a herniated disc, and then close you back up, and then you're going to get scar tissue that forms, and then that starts to impinge upon nerve and nerve function, and guess what?
Back in the same boat then, right?
Back in the same boat, but you're actually in a worse situation, because what do you do with scar tissue? Well, if you open them back up to take out the scar tissue, you're going to have more scar tissue.
Right.
And so the bottom line is, anytime you can avoid surgery, avoid surgery. That's the way we think. And another woman came in today. I just want to bring this up because I haven't seen her for a year and a half.
Right.
But neck to left shoulder pain. I don't know. She went to see her MD. She should have come to see me, but neither here nor there. She went to see her MD, who she had seven PT physical therapy sessions, absolutely no help. And I said, hey, we're going to help you very quickly. In a few adjustments, you're going to feel tremendously better. And so, again, the stuff that we do is just phenomenal. And, again, no drugs and surgery, which is ecstatic.
Right.
And what's it all come back to? The word that we bring up every show, it's all about stress. It's all about reducing the physical stress, the chemical stress, and the mental emotional stress. As you do that, the body starts to function better. You're never going to get rid of all of it. But when you start to make the right moves, start to alleviate some of that on the body, your body's going to start, you know, responding in a way that you probably didn't even know was possible.
All right. How do we get a hold of you if we want to de-stress?
217-698-5800 is our phone number. Office is located a block north of Chatham and Wabash at 2920 Chatham Road, Suite A. And we are reedfamilywellness.com, R-E-I-D, familywellness.com.
Phone's open if you have a question this afternoon, 753-1240.
You're listening to Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM, WTAX. Welcome back to Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM, WTAX.
Baby, I feel good. From the moment I rise, feel good from morning to the end of the day.
Give us a call if you have a question on Ask the Expert. Take back your health. Guys, I ran across this morning, and I thought, ooh, this is right up your alley. I want to find out what you guys think about this. There's a new study out. Researchers from the U.S. and from the EU studied artificial sweeteners and found six were toxic to gut microbes. and they're approved here. They're approved in the EU. In the EU, and some of these we probably haven't heard of as much as aspartame, sucralose, saccharin. We've all heard of those, and there are some others. There are three others in there. But what happens apparently is that certain bacteria in the gut release toxins when they come in contact with this. So a healthy gut microbe has been associated with all kinds of good stuff, right? I mean, you got to have a healthy gut, right?
Oh, boy. How many times are we going to talk about that? But yes, the healthy gut thing is so crucial. I mean, again, how does every cell of the trillions of cells that make up your body get fed through your gut, through your digestive tract? And, you know, it sounds like a octopus getting attacked and releasing those toxins that, you know, but it's amazing that the gut microbes just know how to do that. They sense the danger, they sense the poison, and they try to protect the human body. And that's the beautiful thing about our body. It's so well designed. And again, just take care of it and it takes care of you.
And the hard part about that is, you know, we have a sicker society probably than we ever have. People know that. There's people, you know, dying of diseases all the time. And what's, you know, becoming of it? It's not getting any better. The sad thing about this, the what you just read us, is that they're slowly poisoning us. They don't, you don't drink this stuff and die tomorrow. You don't die the next day or maybe even a couple years down the line. But what will happen is you leave your system more susceptible to illness. And then guess what? Then you have digestive issues. And guess what? Most of your immunity lies in your gut. So if your gut's out of whack, you're going to be susceptible.
And a lot of folks might think they're doing right. Yeah, because they're thinking, oh, I'm going to
Diet Coke.
Cutting those calories.
Pepsi, Diet Coke, everything's diet. But go ahead.
I was just going to say, I'm just amongst people I know, a lot of people do drink diet soda for exactly what you said, because they think it's healthier, because the word diet is before the name of the soda. It doesn't, I mean, that's really not doing yourself any better than if you were to drink a regular soda. Why? Because things like aspartame, again, these are all things that are hurting our gut. They're also causing a lot more inflammation than if we were, again, just drinking maybe water. But, you know, us as a family, we all like to have a Coke every once in a while. We know they're not great. That's why we don't sit and pound 5 or 6, 7 a day.
Right.
But then you see people at, you know, local gas stations filling up 32-ounce huge, huge things of Diet Coke, Diet Sodas, and it's like...
And doing it twice a day.
Twice a day. And it's just, I mean...
Yeah. I think what happens is, again, we just the general human population, we want to be healthy, we want the good information, we want to know what to do, but then will we do it? And people, unfortunately, tend to not do anything until they're literally falling apart and they develop symptoms. Well, guess what? By the time you get the symptom, your body's been doing everything it can do to keep you healthy. By the time the symptom shows up, guess what? That problem didn't just happen. It's been building up over time.
Yeah. And I just want people to know, too, like Dr. Sean and I have been so blessed to have grown up in the family and the situation that we have, because we have a dad who's not only big into chiropractic and helping people, but nutrition is so big, and we thankfully have grown up with that. Have I made mistakes in the way I eat? Of course, I'm human. We're going to do that. But what people need to know is that there is education. There are things and ways to learn about it. It's just, are you motivated enough to want to take back your health and get into the know of what's good and what's not?
So when it comes to, if we have to drink a soda, like you said, everybody wants one occasionally. Are you better to go with just a regular soda with sugar in it as opposed to the...
Well, again, if...
No, I was going to say, when Dr. Chris and I were just talking about that, I guess if you could say a regular soda versus a diet soda may be better, but we were just talking about how Mexican soda or Mexican Coke is made with real cane sugar. Mm. So yes, it's sugar, but it's...
Yeah, so then you've got American Coke that's made with high fructose corn syrup, which is another poison. But in this day and age, yes, if I'm going to drink a Coke, which I do periodically, one of those small little cans that my wife buys, and I'll have a swig. You know, I mentioned that if I'm out doing yard work or something, I need a little jolt. but I will do the Coca-Cola, but I'll do the regular Coke.
Yeah.
You know, high fructose corn syrup versus the cancer causes, I don't know. I think they're all bad.
Right.
If you can get your hands on the Mexican Coke that has sugar, and I honestly don't know if it's pure cane sugar or if it's beet sugar. Either one, it's still at least coming from one of the two, so it's a better source. But you know, ultimately it's all bad for you. But if you have to do it, do it. Yeah, do the good stuff.
And the part about that article that I found to be the most alarming. And it wasn't news to me, but in that little article, it said that these, you know, things were approved in the United States and the European Union, and didn't say elsewhere. And when you start to look into this stuff, there's a lot of things that are approved here, specifically United States, that are like banned in other countries. And why is that? I don't know, but I don't like it. I don't like that they're feeding it to us and to our civilization over here and other places. Like, we don't want, you know, our people to have that because we know it's not good for them.
Like when we talked before about genetically modified food and the stuff they're spraying on the crops here and what's the big one? Where the Roundup. Yeah, the Roundup they spray on crops and even derivatives now of Agent Orange, if you can imagine that, because the Roundup's not doing the job. So they're poisoning us. And we happen to live in Springfield, and guess what we're surrounded by? Farm fields. Yeah. And what do they do all summer long? They drive planes over there and they dump chemicals. Do you think we're not getting exposed to that? We talk in our office about the three main stressors: physical, mental, emotional, and chemical. That's a chemical stressor. Medications are a chemical stressor. High fructose corn syrup or any, you know, thing in these Diet Cokes is a chemical stressor. What I was saying earlier is people tend to not even pay attention to it until all of a sudden one day they have a problem. And then they begin, again, I mentioned fear. You know, what first thing when you feel something, oh my God, what's going on? Unfortunately, the way the human brain is, we tend to think the worst. Oh my God, do I have cancer? Just had a gentleman I treated. We've just done miraculous things for this older gentleman. And he was in our office last week, and he was scared that he had neck pain. He was wondering if it was possibly cancer. I'm thinking to myself, oh my God, that's just the way the human brain thinks. So one of the things we do in our office is one of the things I love is dispelling fear.
That's a tall task, though, right?
Oh, it is. It really is. Because, again, it's just the nature. I had something come up with me last Friday night where I had eye pain. I'm like, what's going on? I have eye pain. I've never had this before. Then I wake up, and then over the next couple of days, my eye starts getting swelling on the lateral side of it, the outside of it. And I remember having a sty when I was a little kid. Yeah. I'm talking when I was a young kid, but I haven't had anything problem since then. And then I realized I was out in poison ivy all weekend, and I used to be allergic to it, but I'm still semi, but I really do well with it now. But I was just out there pulling poison ivy and just getting rid of the stuff, and I'm thinking to myself, I probably brushed my eye. It could be that. It could be a sty, but neither here nor there. I didn't freak out about it, and I know, and this is because of what I've learned over the last 33 years, but that is the normal course of action is people get upset. But I had a gentleman, I got to share the story. This is a matter of fact, he listens to our radio show, and I was thrilled to hear that because he said he really likes it. 61-year-old guy, and he came in, and he's got different issues going on, mid-back pain, but he's had bilateral knee pain for quite some time. And I first thing I did, I said, I just want to see you walk. I want to see how you're walking. And I'm observing him walking, and his legs are straight. And I'm thinking, anytime I see a bad knee, that knee, again, I said this before, it tends to bow.
Okay.
Tends to bow. And you can see a knee degenerating when you just observe it. But I didn't see that in him. 61 years old, construction worker, and he got so bad that he's disabled now. But he was a history of, when he was a young kid, a soccer player, hockey player, as a construction worker, had numerous falls, like off roofs and off ladders. But he was a very, very strong, durable guy. And after I did my evaluation consult with him, I said, listen, I haven't even worked on you yet, but you're not nearly as bad as you think you are. And he was so happy to hear that. I said, your knees appear to me, from me evaluating them and doing everything I've just done, to be in good shape. Your legs are straight. I don't think your knees are the problem. I think it's your low back. Mm. But just to give him that breath of fresh air where he's thinking he's going to need knee replacements, and I'm like, you know what? You're much better than you think you are. So dispelling fear is such a big thing in people's brains because everybody tends to think the worst.
I think the worst thing that people do for themselves is they Google. And Google's got a lot.
Can be helpful, but kind of dangerous.
And no, it can. I mean, it's probably the best thing of our generation. I mean, you can get anything answered at the drop of a dime. You know, you got it instantaneously. But it can also be somebody's worst enemy because they might, like you said, he might have a, I mean, for this guy to have a pain in his, would you say in his neck? In his,
no, he had a pain in his knees, both knees.
No. The older patient. They thought he had cancer in his
neck. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Neck. Yeah. Pain in his neck. Has pain in his neck, first thought is cancer.
Right.
But it's even worse for people to actually get to going and get to Googling and trying to search their symptoms.
Do you see that? Do people come in and they're like, oh, yeah, I Googled this. I'm in trouble.
The time. All the time. And it's just like you want to tell them, try not to do that, because all it's going to do is put fear in your mind. And it's like one of those things, like people just need to take a step back, evaluate the situation,
and get a second opinion.
Oh, yeah. For
second
sure.
Second opinion, for right. sure. Yeah.
And you know, before you get surgery, before you get on a bunch of drugs, get a good second opinion from someone like us who don't use drugs and surgery.
And right. It's all about finding the right person. Once again, if you go, where you go is what, you know, what you're going to get. If you go to the surgeon, you're getting surgery.
Right.
If you go to the doctor, you're getting meds. Go natural first. See what your body's capable of. That is what we're, you know, trying to let people know. Our body's very powerful.
How do we find you guys?
You can call us at 217-698-5800. We're located at 2920 Chatham Road. And you can visit our website at reedfamilywellness.com.
All right. If you have a question, 753-1240.
You're listening to Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM. WTAX. Welcome back to Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM. WTAX. Dancing days are here again.
Summer evenings go. Dr. Chris, Dr. Shake, Dr. Sean, all in the house this afternoon. And this is Take Back Your Health on Ask the Expert.
Hey, before we get into this, because I want Dr. Shea to talk about some stuff that we're going to talk about, but before we get into this, speaking of dancing days are here again, I want to make a quick note that I've been feeling really not myself for the last month and a half, and it has to do with foods that I ate that I don't normally eat, and I just realized that, how these things affect me now since I've really cleaned up my diet for the last 20 years, and now when I eat these certain foods, they really, really affect me. But the bottom line is, about once a quarter in our family, we will do what are called whole body cleanses. $26 in our office. It's a phenomenal thing. It's a two-week process where you take these certain capsules and you clean up your diet for 2 weeks. But after two months of just not feeling myself, I'm finally feeling myself again, and it feels phenomenal. So dancing days are back again for me. And go ahead, Dr. Shea.
So a topic that I've been pretty interested in, and I'm sure Dr. Chris and Dr. Sean have too. And before I start, I just want to preface it with any parents, any soon-to-be parents, any grandparents, there's just some information that we're going to cover that we just want you to be aware of. We're not trying to convince you to think the way that we might think, but there's just a lot of information out there that we all need to be educated on.
And people just don't know.
And they don't know, and that's why we're here. So Dr. Sean had mentioned a documentary called Vaxxed, and it's basically...
That's V-A-X-E-D.
No.
V-A-X-X-E-D.
X-X.
Oh, yes. V-A-X-X-E-D.
And it's a documentary that came out at one of the film festivals, and it was very controversial because it's talking about vaccinations. You know, who does it, who doesn't, what are the results of it?
And I think, just to interject, I think Robert De Niro took quite a lashing because he was the one that got this premiered and put at this film festival, and he got quite a beating for it.
Yes, he did. Anyway, it goes into just discussing upon vaccinations. One of the big ones is the MMR, which is the mumps, measles, and rubella vaccination that most kids get, most parents have their children get. And it just kind of went into a discussion just about effects and how some families have been affected and how a lot of it has led to autistic children. And I know there's a big thing going between vaccines causes autism.
And in this documentary, and it is very interesting, and anybody who even is pro, the whole thing about, you know, everything that we're into, once again, some of the things aren't completely mainstream, but what we are into is looking at both sides of the coin, and that most people don't ever get any sort of information on the other side, you know. And I normally don't even like talking about vaccines at all because it's such a hot topic, and everybody's like, I'm going to take you down if you don't agree with this. But when you watch this vaccine and you start to see all the underlying, or this documentary, and you start to see all the underlying stuff, I mean, the whole documentary, ultimately, makes the connection with the MMR vaccine and increasing the risks of autism in African-American boys if the MMR vaccine is given before the age of 16 months. And apparently there was a lot of research done, and all signs are pointing to that it increases it by hundreds of times. And the documentary goes into how it was, all these documents were thrown away by the CDC. And the only reason that any of this ever came out is because one of the people who was on the board that was doing the stuff was like, this isn't right. And he was telling somebody about it, and little did he know all his audio was being recorded, and he ended up giving this person information. Long story short,
he worked for the CDC.
Correct. He did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just want to point that out. You didn't mention that. Go ahead.
Yeah.
And so ultimately, it just makes you wonder. It's like, okay, you know, these parents are, you know, taking their kids and they're, you know, just fine. And then they come back after, you know, like within an hour, you know, they're seeing signs that, you know, this kid's, you know, what they call vaccine injured. And then and they're just being turned away. No, not true. Not a real thing. But then if you look into it, I don't have the numbers on me. I haven't watched the documentary in a while, but there's hundreds of millions of dollars being paid out to families whose kids are vaccine injured. So there are vaccine injuries. And then, you know, they just talk about, you know, look into it. Then the whole documentary just talks about, not that we want to cut them, but that they want the scheduling, like there's a vaccine schedule. They want it to be spread out. Don't condense it all within, you know, 15 months. Spread it out over 3 years, 3.5 years. They say that it lowers the risks of, you know, injuries pretty tremendously.
Yeah, there was one of the ladies that talked in it. She was like the head of an autism
clinic
corporation, and she stated that in 2008, one out of every 15,000 children were affected by autism. And with those same, with the graphs that they were showing in the video, just leading up to, by the time 2032 rolls around, their prediction is that 80%, over half of those, of the boys, because we were talking about how males are more affected, especially African-American males, over half of them will have autism, one in every two. And that's just a scary thought, because there are things, again, that we can do, not saying that the vaccines are the only thing that are causing autism, but there are things that we can also help prevent, which is why we just preach about education. What you don't know, what you don't know, and facts are fact.
And then the thing that's also, I guess for me, kind of frustrating is a lot of the excuses with it is, well, we couldn't diagnose it back then. We weren't good at diagnosing autism. Now we're really good at diagnosing it. Bull crap. No, there's a change. I mean, the numbers are just, they're there. And for people to try and push it under the rug and act like it's not real is sad. And once again, like Dr. Shea just said, is it vaccines only? Of course not. We talk about all the other things that we're exposed to on the show. There's a lot of stuff that in our society are toxic to our bodies that it doesn't affect you the next day. Once again, like I said earlier, it's not you take something or you eat something and the next day you're sick as a dog. But over time, when you're slowly, you know, taking these into your body, the results from it can be pretty detrimental. And so that's why we want to educate people. You know, we're not trying to change your mind about anything. We just want you to know that there's these subjects out there that might be a little outlier, that might be something that, you know, offends some people. But hey, go out and research them. Don't be offended about it. Go see what it has to say. It doesn't mean you have to agree with it.
Yeah. And one thing that made me, I think, the most upset, I got very, very emotional watching yesterday, probably because I'm getting ready to be an aunt and I'm very excited about that. But, you know, thankfully, Dr. Sean has researched, he's informed about what is good and what is not good, and, you know, his wife and Tara, I'm sure they've all talked about it, but I just saw some of the things of just parents who have gone through it, them telling their story, but then also how just the major media's, CNN, MSNBC, all these news places that we're looking at and listening to every day in our government are just, they're pushing it and pushing it, but yet that's what we listen to, that's what we see, that's what we hear, that's what we believe until we go out and we actually do our research. And that's what frustrated me the most, is that they may not be telling us the whole truth, and that's what bothered me.
You know, some of our friends of our family know that I am not personally into vaccinations, and I have a child who has not been vaccinated. He's 19 years old, and my two older children, Dr. Sean and Dr. Shea, were vaccinated through 5 years of age before they started kindergarten, because I didn't know anything about it at the time. I was an engineer at the time and hadn't researched it. Now knowing what I know, I chose for my third child not to have him vaccinated. He's now 19. Has he gotten sick? Yes, but I've let his body deal with it, which, guess what? That builds his immune system. We're going to talk about, just briefly when we get back after this break, about the flu shots, which, guess what? everybody's lining up for their flu shots right now, but people need to know some information about that.
All right. If you have a question, 753-1240 is the number. Take back your health. This is Ask the Expert.
You're listening to Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM, WTAX. Welcome back to Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM, WTAX.
753-1240 is the number. Give us a jingle if you have a question or a comment this afternoon. Or take back your health. Ask the Expert.
So let's get back to this. Again, talking briefly on vaccinations. We'll get into more of that as time goes on, because that is a choice, but we want people to have a choice. We want people to be educated and to make a good choice for their kids, for themselves. Everybody tends to just jump in line. I shouldn't say everybody because we don't, but many people just, when it's flu shot time, you know, this time of the year, and they don't question it, they just do it. I've got a little note here, I've got to read this. According to Hugh Feudenberg, MD, the world's leading immunogeneticist, the chance of getting Alzheimer's is 10 times higher if an individual has had 5 consecutive flu shots. That's 5 years in a row. Your chance of getting Alzheimer's is 10 times higher. I didn't make that up. I'm just reading this. Again, what people do is their doctor tells them to get a flu shot. They get a flu shot. No questions asked. The doctor told me did it. He must know or she must know that this is what's best for me, so they do it. What I'm saying to people is take a step back, educate yourself a little bit, learn about flu, learn about building the immune system. If you have any questions at all, don't hesitate to call us in our office. We're here to help you. We want to help people get healthier. That's the main thing.
I was talking to my wife, this is probably about a month ago, I wrote a note to bring it up on the show, but she was going past, she was driving past, I don't know where it was, somewhere in town, but where there's a CVS and a Walgreens like right across the street from each other. It was almost like they were like battling to get the people in for the vaccines, but it was, they had like a sign outside that said, quote, "We have the newest shingle vaccine." And for anybody that knows anything about shingles, is it's caused by the varicella zoster virus, which is the same virus that causes chickenpox. So most people don't probably know this, but if you've had chickenpox, then you have the virus in your system that lies dormant. And when you're older, if you are immune compromised and something happens, you can get the shingles. And whether you have the vaccine or not, if you had chickenpox, you can get the shingles. The vaccine does not make you immune to the vaccine does not make you immune to the condition because you already have it. But it made me look up the fact that Merck was one of the pharmaceutical companies that creates something called the Zostavax, which is a shingles vaccine, and they're in the battling a ton of lawsuits coming out right now against their shingles vaccine because of the side effects, which range, and obviously these are the outliers, these are like the crazy things, but it's still, are you taking this chance for blindness, paralysis, brain damage, liver failure, and even death? And it's like one of those things, shingles isn't killing you. It's an uncomfortable situation to be in, but once again, if you've had chickenpox before, you've got the virus. So, you know, it's one of those things, once again, don't just get things to get them. Look into it. And if they're free, don't take them. You know, a lot of times you can see those things, free flu vaccine. If it's free, it doesn't mean you should be lining up for it.
It's not free. Your insurance has to pay for it or something. But, you know, that's one thing that just bothers me about everything I see on TV. And I just, if you turn TV on, you're going to see, in the course of watching TV, probably at least 10 commercials on drugs and drugs for sale, for eczema, psoriasis, for whatever the case may be, diabetes. The list is endless. But again, the side effects that these things have, and they talk about them. And people, again, I talked about fear earlier. The fear factor in people's brains, it just makes me sad that they just will jump at any magic, hopefully magic pill to help their problem, and there is no magic pill. And again, that's why we go out of our way to begin to educate people. That's why we have this radio show. And by the way, while I'm thinking about it, for all those people who have come into our office, thank you so much in our show and listening to what we have to say and coming in and talking with us. And for the people you've sent in, we're so thankful because we know that we're having an effect and we know people are listening and people are learning, and that's what we want to do. So,
and the best part are the people that come in from hearing the show and have never even done chiropractic. You know, cool, awesome. What would they have done had this not been a thing? It's awesome. We wanted to reach as many people as we can. So, you know, we've said it before, but if you guys are interested in anything we're saying, share it. You know, we put the link up on our Facebook page. It's on the WTAX website when we're done. Share the links to this. Get people listening. People need to know this information. And to the thing that Dr. Chris was just saying, the scare tactic, I wanted to bring this up, and the final straw was today. I had another patient talking about it. I've had a lot of patients come in recently, newer ones, but this one today was one that I've had for a while, but talking about osteoporosis and how they go to their doctor, they, you know, are getting all these tests done, and they're, you know, borderline osteoporotic, and as soon as you're osteoporotic, we need to get you on a medication. And it's a total scare tactic. You know, it's one of those things. It's not something that you need to just automatically get on medication for. People need to know, you know, your highest bone density that you will ever have is when you're mid-20s, maybe late 20s. It's never getting any denser than that. You're only going to be losing as time goes on. As your body ages, you're going to lose bone mass. For women, it becomes more of an issue when they hit menopause and they have different hormonal issues that are going to, you know, increase that bone loss, I'm sorry. But, you know, things that increase it, smoking, alcohol consumption, a sedentary lifestyle, taking medications such as PPIs for acid reflux, taking steroid injections or oral steroids, seizure medications, things of this sort are all known to increase the risk of osteoporosis. So what do? You stay away from the medications. You don't take them. And as far as, you know, there's a lot of things that you can do to help, you know, decrease the risk from, you know, dietary things. I mean, it's all about what you're going to get the results from your body from what you put into it every day. Okay. So if you're inactive, you're probably not going to feel as good as if you're active. If you eat bad food, you're not going to feel as good as if you eat good food. It's something that's really good for decreasing risk of osteoporosis is strength and weight training. So getting out there, getting active, pushing some weights around, eating a good diet, you know, taking vitamins, vitamin D, vitamin K, calcium. There's a lot of things that we can put into our bodies to help reduce the risk. And don't think just because you're borderline osteoporotic that you got to get, you know, jump on these medications. I've heard way too much about it recently, and I'm tired of hearing about it because they come in like really scared, and it literally takes me saying, don't worry, it's okay. You're going to be just fine. Like, we'll take care of you. You know, maybe when you're, you know, in your 80s, you got to start worrying about it. Maybe 90, like, you're good. You'll be all right.
Yeah, so many people, again, there's the fear factor. I'm just tired of it. I'm tired of hearing about it, and just people live in fear. And we can't say enough, and we said it enough times, please get a second opinion. Call us, ask us, sit down and talk with us. We're here to help you. We're here to help dispel your fear. We're here to help you know how powerful you are. You just don't know it. It's one of the things I loved about chiropractic. So many people just don't know about it. They don't know what it is. They don't know what it does, what it can do. They don't realize how powerful they are. All we do is help you access that power that your brain and body are able to produce just through simple chiropractic adjustments, good nutrition, as Dr. Sean said, and some moderate exercise. And I don't care if people just walk 3 times a week. That's better than sitting in front of the TV all day long, every day. You got to get up. The body and the brain, they love movement. Movement has been part of humankind since our origin, but lately with people sitting in front of computers, sitting in front of TVs, people are hurting themselves. People drinking colas. Again, the colas decrease bone mass, and people just need to know this stuff. They're making a decision. You know, there's a reason you get sick, and that's because, you know, something's not being done properly.
As we've always stated, what we do is nothing special. It's not magic. It's, you know, we're not doing anything wild. We're doing what the body wants. When you reduce the chemical stress, which is the medications, the poor food choices, the sodas, the sugars. When you reduce that chemical stress, when you reduce the physical stress on the body, you know, the neck aches, the back aches, the abdominal issues, touching back on what you said earlier, yeah, the immunity lies in the gut. You got gut issues, you got bigger issues than that.
I think a lot of people think about stress that they don't think about the chemical stress.
They don't.
And all these other aspects of stress.
It's like you're opening doors when you speak that to patients coming off. It's like you're opening doors they never even knew about. But when you start to take that approach and you reduce those stressors on the body, you know, the effects are, you can't even comprehend. And the other one that we haven't really touched on a whole lot today, but that mental emotional stuff. I had a lady coming in right now, and she's doing weight loss. long story short, she's losing weight. She's still creeping closer to being diabetic, apparently, from a doctor's appointment she just went to. And I told her it's very, very evident to see the stress aspect is huge. So she's going to start addressing it. We're going to start addressing it. And if you're not addressing your stress, trust me, it will come back to get you at some point. So.
And we can get a hold of you to address it. How do we get a hold of you?
We are stress experts.
Yes, we are 217-698-5800. You can visit our website at reedfamilywellness.com or Facebook and Instagram.
All right, Dr. Chris, Dr. Shea, Dr. Sean, always good to see you. We'll check in next week.
Thanks, Joy.
This has been Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM WTAX. For more information on Reed Family Wellness, call 217-698-5800 or visit reedfamilywellness.com. And join us again next week for more Ask the Expert on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM WTAX.
Reed Family Wellness, the best of health to you.
Call Reed Family Wellness at 698-5800.